Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
And it shoots and scores! Tomas Hurdle hits the jackpot!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Here comes Barabanov up down the right, gains the offensive zone, drops it back, takes the handoff from Rudas, keeps it in the zone. He stick handles down the right side, moves into the right circle. Barabanov still with the puck, cutting behind the goal line, looking for somebody to make the play to. He circumnavigates the zone, he makes the move on Miller, returns to the forehand, he stick handles, he throws it over to Ruda, over to the right, score! Tomas Hertl wins the game for the Sharks in overtime on a spectacular play. Mackenzie Blackwood with tremendous goaltending. And the Sharks celebrate as the tank erupts. Final score, the Sharks 3, the Rangers 2. The Sharks' first home comeback after being down by after two periods this year.
Yeah, you know, but starting with Barbie, you know, he got great position on the puck, you know, hold the puck, and it was kind of switch, you know. With Roots, they kind of run each other, and, you know, they just, Roots, Barbie and Roots make a great play, you know, and I got empty netter, and you know, kind of easy goal for me, but, you know, great job by them, but for sure, huge win for us, and it's nice to have first time this year, 3 in a row.
I prefer not to, but it beats losing, that's for sure. Just couldn't be prouder of this team, and I've been proud of them on many of occasions in a tough season, but None much so than I am tonight. You know, it's just been a real good second half up to this point. Not only the way we're playing, but, you know, from a winning standpoint, and, you know, to come back against a great team the way we did tonight and find a way to win in overtime. Our penalty kill was huge. Our goalie was good. I liked a lot of things we did. It was a true team effort. All four lines contributed in their own way. I thought our D-Corps battled their asses off, and just a really good win for us.
All right. Good morning, everyone. And what a win for the San Jose Sharks last night. 3 in a row. I could be talking about the goals that they scored. I could be talking about the wins that they've notched. That's how good things are going for San Jose right now. And I think that the most obvious thing to acknowledge about the San Jose Sharks is that it's not just about the return of Logan Couture. That's a huge factor in this, but it's not just about that. It's not just about the return a Nico Sturm, because that is a huge addition to the Sharks lineup, but it's not just about that. It's about the two of them together, and we see how much difference those two players can make with Logan Couture and Nico Sturm back in the everyday lineup. I know it seems almost like an obvious thing to say, but when you have the players you expect to have from day one, it's not that crazy that you are performing at a higher level. Logan Couture, over the course of his career, has been a very high-performing player. Nico Sturm is one of those players that is a two-way player, just like Logan Couture, and has been part of a team that recently won a Stanley Cup, and that doesn't happen by accident. These guys are important players who can help their respective teams win. And the fact that they are both back in the lineup has been a huge addition. And while the Sharks are still dealing with key losses, like guys like Mikael Granlund and guys like Mario Ferraro, who we found out yesterday after morning skate that he's going to be out for a little bit, a relatively nebulous answer, but I wouldn't be surprised if he is going to be out from now until the break for the All-Star game, and then he doesn't come back until we get to the end of the All-Star game. But the fact of the matter is, you have two key players coming back on offense, and for so much of the season, the Sharks' inability to score has been the main factor. There have been many, many games in which they've only been able to get one or, you know, no goals, in which they had a good performance on the other side, and they didn't provide their goalie with the offensive support that they deserved, and they ended up walking away with 1 or 0 points. After two periods last night, it appeared that the Sharks were once again going to get an incredible performance from Mackenzie Blackwood, but not going to give him the support that he deserved. And the Sharks were outshot 31-22. The offense was not there in the first two periods, and their penalty kill was playing, you know, overall a big game. They killed all three times that the Rangers went on the power play, but they weren't providing the offense, and that all changed in the third period. And one of the things I've talked about many times this year is that if you're at home and you've only given up two goals, that feels like a game that you should be able to win. Now, far too often, the Sharks have not come out on the right side of that. But last night, you know, you're just a couple of minutes into that third period, trailing 2-0, when suddenly Nico Sturm puts the Sharks on the board.
Coming back in, San Jose dumps behind the Ranger net. Intercepted, thrown to the net, score! Rangers turn it over, and the Sharks bang it in. And that was on the left wing side, a really severe angle. I think Nico Sturm is going to get credit for this. It was back behind the net. Shesterkin left it for the defense. And it was tipped over to the far boards. And Nico Sturm, a severe angle interception, puts that puck into the net and gets the Sharks back into this game. A huge goal at 2:19 of the third period. Rangers now lead 2-1.
And at that point, you could feel momentum start to swing. Like, that was the thing that I particularly noticed. It was like, okay, that one goal gets the Sharks back in it. And then it just seemed like the Sharks had that much more life in their legs, because in the first period, to me, it was very evident that it was the second night of a back-to-back. The Sharks played exactly like a team that had played the night before and had won the night before, but suddenly looked like exactly a tired team. They did not have a lot of spark. They did not have a lot of jump, but I give them a lot of credit in that the game didn't get away from them. It was very much a winnable and capable and well-managed game by the Sharks. This is something that we've talked about over and over this year, the idea that the Sharks have been better at managing games. Earlier in the year, a 2-0 deficit turns into a 3-4 and 5-0 deficit. The game gets away from them. This game stayed at 2-0. They kept it close and gave themselves a chance. It's 2-1, and then suddenly it was 2-2.
Carpenter against Bonino on this faceoff. Left side of goaltender Shesterkin, and it was Carpenter. He gets thrown out of the circle. Bonino's good at doing that. Now the faceoff is dropped, and the Sharks will get it. Zadina to the point. Root of the drive. Score! Ryan Carpenter's in front. Might have gotten his stick on that. That went top corner, and the Sharks have tied the game 2-2 on a faceoff win and a great play to the goal.
And at that point, it was anybody's game. Great call by Ruzzi there. But again, anyone's game at that point. It's 2-2, and it was just a question of which team was going to find the breakthrough, and then neither did, and then we're going to overtime. But again, that's an opportunity that existed because the Sharks did not let the game get away from them. And you had great performances on both sides, by the way. You had a Mackenzie Blackwood who was making big save after big save. You had Shesterkin on the other side making monumental saves for his team, and that was the type of game was it was going to be. It was 2-2 heading into overtime, and I didn't really know how it was going to play out from that point, because it is a very, very interesting situation in which you have a team in the Rangers which has a much higher top-end level of talent in terms of their overall roster depth. Not that the Sharks don't have great talents like Tomas Hertl, like Logan Couture. They are missing Mikhail Granlund right now, but the Rangers right now are a team that, although after last night's overtime loss, is 11-11-2 since their 18-4-1 start. But the fact of the matter is, the Rangers are a very good team. But the Sharks played a close to complete game. They were tired at the start. They didn't let it get away from them, and they gave themselves a chance to win. Like, to me, that is the biggest thing about last night's game, is that they gave themselves a chance from start to finish. They had every excuse in the book for why that game could get away from them, right? It's the second night of a back-to-back. It's a team in New York that's leading their division and that they don't really match up particularly well against, but the Sharks gave themselves an opportunity. That, to me, is the biggest aspect out of this, is they gave themselves a chance. They were opportunistic, and they walked away with the win when all was said and done. But now they are 4-2-1 in their last seven games, which is exactly where they were when they came home off of that 3-2-1 road trip and then found themselves 2-1 winners against Winnipeg. The big difference in that game was that they had to deal with the loss of Nico Sturm, of which they lost 12 straight, and they didn't win again until they played against Montreal. Then they lost to Ottawa, which is a game they probably should have been able to earn at least a point. And then they lost to Buffalo, and their offense was not there. Then they lost in Chicago 2-1 in a shootout. And since then, it's been nothing but wins. It was a win against Anaheim. It was a win against LA. And it was a win against the New York Rangers. Next up, it's Saturday against Buffalo, which to me is a winnable game. And then on Tuesday the 30th against Seattle, that's another winnable game. And then on the 31st, the final game before they go into the break, that's another winnable game against Anaheim. So for the San Jose Sharks, I don't expect them to win all those games, but I do think that they have a chance to win each and every single game that they play. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we are going to get into some of the post-game interviews that I did with Mackenzie Blackwood, Ryan Carpenter, and Mr. Logan Couture, the captain of the San Jose Sharks. That's all coming up next on Morning Tide, presented by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Three players in the far corner. I should say the near corner. Thrun lost the puck there. Checked aside. Oh, a centering play. Great save by Blackwood. That was partially deflected by Sturm. Keandre Miller had it in the left circle, but Blackwood made the stop and held on.
All right, we've got Mackenzie Blackwood after the Sharks' overtime win against the Rangers. SAP Center. Man, like just absolutely a phenomenal performance by the team to get back into it. Obviously, you're a big part of that, making some big stops. It just looks like you're so confident in front of the net right now. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, huge game, obviously, by the team to be able to come back. We don't have too many comeback wins. Usually, we're hanging on for dear life to the final whistle. But for us to be able to get a comeback win, it's huge, man. And then, you know, as for, you know, my game, it's been good. I feel good. Working with Spearsy there has been great. You know, it's not too much of trying to fix everything, but it's a little bit about trying to keep everything up and work on those little details, because, you know, in the NHL, it's not about, you know, reinventing the wheel or you know, doing too much. It's about all the little stuff and not letting anything slip and just minor details. So I think he's been huge for that. And then obviously we mesh well when it comes to you know, our philosophies and stuff like that. Like, we're both pretty laid back guys. You know, obviously we care, but at the same time, you don't want to live and die by every mistake you make. So like, we're aware that, you know, mistakes are going to happen. It's what kind of mistakes they are, and if they're, you know, ones that you made by accident where it's not your game, or there's stuff that maybe you have to clean up. So he's good at identifying that.
In this game, first period definitely looked like the second night of a back-to-back for the team. But even though the Rangers had their opportunities, the Kill came up with some big stops. You came up with some big stops. You're going into that third period. You're down two. It feels like something that's doable at home. How much could you feel momentum swing when Nico scores that goal?
Yeah, you could just tell that, you know, we were hanging around, and then Nico got that goal, and then right after, Roots scored the goal, and then we just had a lot of belief that, you know, if we just kept playing the right way and don't give them any easy offense, you know, we have a chance to win the hockey game. So we knew in between periods that, you know, the key to winning this game wasn't going to be, you know, pushing for offense and cheating and, you know, opening the game up. We knew that if we played the right way, we were going to get our chances.
Did part of you, not to give any bulletin board material, but did you want to out-duel who was on the other net?
I don't care. Any given night who's on the other side. Honestly, it's just about my game. So, Obviously, after the game's over, it's nice to be able to beat a team like the Rangers, and they got a good goalie in there. But, you know, I'm just really worried about making sure my game's good and just being happy with the product I put on the ice.
This is your first year here in San Jose. Obviously, you've had a huge impact on the team. But while you've been making that impact, it's been mostly without Logan Couture, who's only come back in these last three games. Just from your perspective of now seeing him back with the team and back out there on the ice, you'd obviously gone against him before in your NHL career, but what's it like now having, you know, the captain back with the team?
Yeah, you can just see how big of a piece of the puzzle he is to this team. I mean, just having him back for those three games here, you can see the impact he's had on the team. You know, not only just on the ice, but off the ice too. You know, he's a leader in the room, and you know, he's been missed. And just having him around just gives the guys a lot of confidence, and he really keeps the boys level-headed and even-keeled no matter what's going on.
And how about Nico as well? Because I know that before the win in Montreal, the team had not won without him on the ice all year long. And I know the bigger story is Logan's return, but it's also coincided with the return of Nico as well with this three-game win streak.
Oh, yeah. His impact can't be understated either. You know, he's an honest two-way guy. You know, he works harder than anybody I've ever seen in my entire life. So that's something to be said. This guy, he always shows up early, does all the little things. And, you know, for a guy like him to get rewarded, it's amazing to see.
Mackenzie, congrats on the win, man. I appreciate the time as always, and keep it rolling, all right?
Thank you.
Keeping it rolling here on Morning Tide, I also spoke with the captain of the San Jose Sharks, Logan Couture.
All right, we've got Logan Couture after the San Jose Sharks win over the Rangers tonight here at SAP Center. First off, Logan, I am glad to see you not walking around in a suit, looking better in the suit than I am so much, because I was getting a little tired of that. You look like you're having fun out there, first and foremost.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to win. So, you know, it's been nice to jump in. Tough situation here with 3-4, but got through it with three wins for the boys, so it feels pretty good right now.
And I've just noticed a couple times they've panned down to you on the bench over the course of these last three games since you've been back, and you've been smiling. Not that you're not smiling in the past, but mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to be pretty pleased to be back and feel good about your game and, you know, be able to help the team win.
Yeah, I think, you know, I miss so much time that my game isn't where I want it to be, but you know, I've got to rearrange my expectations here with jumping in after the halfway mark of the season, no training camp, and everyone's, you know, at least it feels like a step quicker than me right now. So, you know, as I play more games here, I'll get more used to the pace and I'll feel more like myself.
The first back-to-back since you've been back, how is that?
Tough. I'm pretty tired right now. I don't know what my minutes were tonight, but played a lot last night, and I think tonight was probably pretty high again. So we got a day off tomorrow, which is nice. Gonna go home and try and get as much sleep as I can.
In terms of your understanding of the team now, having played three games with them versus previously, you were practicing with them for a bit, but it's always different when you're out there with the team on the ice in the game. What do you know about this team that you didn't three games ago?
Well, we're battling. You know, one guy goes down, other guys step up, and there's been a lot of adversity that we faced this year. We haven't had a full lineup. We've been missing, you know, one of our centermen or two of our centermen mm-hmm. for the majority of the year. And I think if you look at our record with three of our four centermen in it, it's probably pretty good. Hopefully, you know, Granny comes back pretty soon and everyone's playing.
What'd you think of the overall flow of this game? First period seemed like you all were a little bit flat, which is to be expected on the, you know, right after a game the night before. But it looked like, you know, team just kind of didn't let it get away from them. There were moments where the Rangers were in the attack mode. Mackenzie made some huge stops. But then as soon as those options and opportunities were there in the third period, the team was there to take advantage of them.
Yeah, we didn't quit. You know, 2-0 against a really good team, you know, would have been easy for us to say we won last night, we won against Anaheim on Saturday, you know, these guys are going to beat us and move on. But Sturmey's goal was huge there, then Carpi's goal was massive as well, and 15 minutes left, you look up and it's a tie game. So I thought tonight our penalty kill did a tremendous job. We got three kills, Blackie made the saves, and we had the breakdowns, and it's a great win, and it's tough to beat winning, especially in this league. It's very, very difficult to do, so we haven't done enough of it in the last 3, 4, 5 years, and got to enjoy every single one right now.
And just your thoughts on that final game-winning goal.
Nice goal. Great play by Jan Ruda. Guys had motion in the offensive zone. A couple picks. Barbie did a great job holding on to the puck. And, great pass by Roots to find Tommy backside, and good finish.
Right on, Logan. We'll let you go, man. Congrats on the win again. Keep it rolling.
Thank you.
And I spoke with Ryan Carpenter, the man who tied it up at two that gave the Sharks the eventual chance to win it in overtime.
All right, we've got Ryan Carpenter after the Sharks' overtime win against the Rangers. First off, I guess walk me through your goal, man. That was a nice one.
Yeah, I got kicked out of the faceoff for probably jumping too early, and then I was the inside winger, and Zanina made it like a 50-50 puck. I think the puck was sitting right behind Bonino, their centerman. So I kind of cheated a little bit, jumped in there and whacked it, back, got a piece of it, and I think Zadina helped it get back there too to Roots, and then, you know, he didn't really hesitate shooting the puck, so I tried getting in the middle of the ice and hit my shaft and turn around, and it's in the back of the net. And so, yeah, I mean, sometimes you tip pucks all season long sometimes, and they go wide, or the goalie gets a piece of it, or, it, you know, he saves it, and then, you know, this time it goes in. So it was a great feeling, and, you know, nice to be rewarded, and I just think, you know, there was no quit in our game, and we didn't really cheat for offense necessarily either when we were down. You know, we just tried to stick to playing the right way and getting bodies in the net and being hard.
And when you're sticking your stick out there on a tip play like that, how much of it is instinct and how much are you trying to put it in a specific place?
Yeah, you're just trying to get a piece on it. You kind of have an idea where the net is. I mean, I think the guys in the league that are super elite, maybe they know where they're trying to put it. But, yeah, I mean, I was probably in, you know, kind of near the hash marks. And anytime you get a piece of it, you know, the goalie's already reacting to where it's going, and there's always a chance. And so, yeah, you're just trying to get it towards the net and turn and crash if there's a rebound. And I was lucky to turn, and the red lamp went on. It was a good feeling.
First period looked like the second night of a back-to-back, but, you know, the Rangers had their opportunities, but, you know, the kill was very good in this game for you guys.
Yeah.
McKenzie made some big stops. A two-goal deficit at home feels like that's doable. As soon as Sturmey gets that first one, did it feel like momentum swung at that point?
Yeah, definitely. I think it gave us, you know, some energy. It was a hard-working goal and just, you know, capitalizing on a turnover and hard work and you know, running your routes hard. So you can do that so many games in a row and not get rewarded, and so it was nice for him to get that goal. I think it gave us some energy and some belief.
Yeah,
no, and it kind of got the crowd into it too. You know, it was pretty loud there. I know there are a few Rangers fans, but the Sharks fans were loud tonight, and it was you know, fun to play in front of them like that.
And then obviously the game goes to overtime in that instance. Were you frustrated that you guys couldn't get the win before regulation came to a close?
I mean, yeah, you'd always like to win in regulation. I just think anytime you're down two, you know, you'll take it if you force the game to overtime and give yourself a chance. And so, and that's what we did. But yeah, obviously it would have been nice to, you know, they have some skill, but we have some skill too. That was a heck of a play, you know, at the end by Barbie and Roots and, mm-hmm. and Hurdle. I mean, that was a high skill play.
Yeah, what was your take on that final game-winning goal?
Yeah, you could see it. I could see it developing. I sit towards the end of the bench because I'm pretty sure I'm not going out there 3-on-3. and so from the bench, I'm yelling pass because you kind of see him wide open back door. But, I mean, on the ice when you're playing, it's not that easy. And so when he just tapped it over, you saw he had most of the net, and it was a great feeling when Hurdle put it in.
This team is winning games again after you guys had to go through some tough times. Just how good does this feel? How good does the room feel now compared to where it was just, you know, compared to a short time ago before that win against Montreal?
Yeah, I think, you know, winning in this league's hard, and there's so many things that can go wrong when you're losing. And so there's so things we've been trying to work on and correct and build chemistry. I just think when Cooch and Sturmey came back, it was tough losing Granny here for a bit, but I think they just gave us some energy, you know, in the locker room, and their play, the way they play on the ice is contagious. 200 for a game, winning battles, and they, you know, also help offensively too.
Nice. Well, Ryan, I'll let you go, man. Congrats on the win. Keep it rolling. See you Saturday.
Yeah, of course.
That was Ryan Carpenter joining us on the Sharks Audio Network. We're going to take another quick break. On the other side, we are going to get into more post-game reaction after last night's big 3-2 win over the New York Rangers in overtime, which has the Sharks at 3 wins in a row.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Yeah, well, it's infectious when you play like that. And, you know, I just thought a lot of guys had good nights there in a difficult circumstance. We go back-to-back, they're waiting for us. And, you know, to come back in the third period the way we did, Obviously, the first goal is a little bit fluky, but we had some great chances in the first and second period that Shesterkin obviously make some big saves on, and they certainly had their share too. But you know, the tying goal, just a great, you know, ready shoot by Ruder and a great tip, and you know, we had some chances. That was a little entertaining hockey game, that's for sure. Those last 20 minutes.
David Quinn bringing us back in on Morning Tide on a Wednesday morning as the Sharks get a big 3-2 overtime win against the Rangers. I was thinking back to that game against the Rangers in early December, in which the Sharks fell down 6-3, but rallied for a very nice performance to get two goals and make it 6-5. And that was kind of the start of what was a nice offensive outburst from the Sharks on that road trip. They had lost to Boston. They beat the Devils. Then they lost to the Rangers, and then they ended up just having some nice performances against the Islanders. They had that great comeback win. They had the great comeback win in Detroit, and then they got a point in a shootout loss to Vegas. But, you know, those are the little moments where you start to see a little bit of that overall energy and the overall vibe that a team can bring to the table. And I think that was one of the things that I think maybe emboldened the Sharks a little bit, where it was like, okay, we're down 2-0. And we can continue to get ourselves back into this game. That's what they were able to do. They're down 2-0. Suddenly, just a couple of minutes into that third period, it's 2-2, which they were able to ride into overtime. And eventually, Alexander Barabanov does an incredible job controlling the puck, which leads to Ruda to hurdle for the game winner. It was a great Sharks win. It was a nice night at the Tank. I know there were only 12,000 in attendance, but it felt like it was more than that. And even though that the Rangers fans were loud when they scored, man, the Sharks fans were alive in the building. There were Let's Go Sharks chants going on in that third period. It was great. It was one of those nights. And I've said this many, many times this year because I've just gotten that feel. And I remember being a little kid going to those games at the Cow Palace. But there was just overall distinctive 90s Sharks feel about that win last night. Like sometimes it feels like the Cow Palace. Sometimes it feels like the 90s. Last night, it didn't so much feel like the, I mean, I guess there were some Cow Palace vibes about it, but to me, it felt like a 90s game. Like that was the type of effort, the type of just game that the Sharks shouldn't have been winning, but they did regardless. Made it fun. David Quinn on just how nice it is to have Logan Couture back in that lineup.
Listen, we all know what he means to us, you know, and it's not a coincidence we have the record we do since he's been back. It's not a coincidence we have the record we do since we've had three of our centers, alone on four. We've never had all four of them together, but if you look at our record when we've got at least three of them in the lineup, it's not bad, you know. And, you know, we thought that was going to be the strength of our team, and it is. And to have three of them in the lineup makes a big, big difference for us.
Again, a bit of a shocker there that when the Sharks have the players they expect to have, they are performing at a very high level. Now, that's not to say that they will be a playoff team or anything like that, but we have seen the Sharks deal with injury all year long. They've got two important pieces in Nico Sturm and Logan Couture back in the lineup, and they are playing that much better. I talked about the swing in emotion for the Sharks the minute that Nico Sturm got that goal, but Tomas Hertl talked about what was said between the second and the third that allowed them to come out with that fire to find that big goal to get them back into the game from Nico Sturm.
Yeah, like we say, we right there in the game, it wasn't like, you know, for sure it was 2-0, but we have some chances, and we know we have to just push a little harder and stay on them because they have a lot of skill, and they kind of want an easy game. But we got a couple of, you know, huge goals from Sturmi and Carpe, you know, and that's this team about. It's all about four lines. It's not just about one line, and all four lines plus, you know, Blackie in the net, you know, and, you know, great win for us.
And Sturm talked about that game-changing goal.
Yeah, that's usually the only thing you can do is from there is try to bank it off the goalie, right? And I saw that, goalie probably wasn't ready for that puck to be turned over there, so just gave it a shot, threw it on net there, and ended up working out.
How big is it for you guys just to have a win like this? You guys haven't had anything this season after trailing after two periods.
Yeah, that, and I mean, played two really good teams, you know, played on the road against a really good team last night, came back late. Not a lot of sleep for the boys. Sure, feeling the body a little bit, trailing against another really good team, and then come back. It's a gutsy win by the group, and I thought well deserved actually. I thought we're right in there, even when we're down. Sure, we got to clean up our D zone a little more, but I thought it was deserved. Yeah.
Well-deserved indeed, just like the Sharks' victory. We are out of time, but I'll be back with you on Saturday as the Sharks play host to Buffalo. 1 o'clock go time, 12:30 pre, right here on the Sharks Audio Network. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.